Welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on the show, we explore the survivor's journey, practitioners making a difference, and the therapeutic treatments and transformational technology that allow the body to heal itself. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Through my healing journey, I've become increasingly aware of the way environmental toxicity affects my body. In the past, I've tested high for mercury, lead, cadmium, glyphosate, and mycotoxins from mold. I've experienced this as fatigue, full body neuralgia, and brain fog. And after years of conventional treatments with limited results, I knew I needed to ask different questions if I wanted a different answer. Now, around this time, I was introduced to the Ion Cleanse by AMD at an integrative wellness symposium. I came across a technology where people put their feet in water and over the next 20 to 30 minutes, ions were released into the water that assists the body's natural ability to release toxins. As you can imagine, I was very, very skeptical, but after my first session, I felt clear-headed, lighter, and a little bit high, and I was intrigued enough to invest in a unit. My N equals one experiment? I've watched levels of most environmental toxicity fall by almost 30% after 4 months. Now, this is a friend favorite, and as people come over to my home, they ask, Freddie, can I please do a foot bath? This is a heart-centered company, the support is amazing, and they offer a 60-day, 100% money-back guarantee. The Ion Cleanse by AMD is a safe, non-invasive way to help the body detox naturally, and it's trusted by the Beautifully Broken podcast. So reach out to Glenn at AMD today and see if it's a good fit for your home or your wellness clinic. Visit their site for more details at www.amajordifference.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken podcast. We have in this wonderful season three, we have an incredible innovator and energetic intuitive. We have Arthur Franklin on the show today. And I would say that his intuitive healing gifts came on age at around 14. And throughout his life, he's used this energetic sensitivity and wisdom to create various wellness technologies that weave an understanding of sacred geometry, light, sound, crystals, and color therapy. And Arthur's most recent innovation is Crystal Phi technology. And these are crystal infused blankets, which utilize subatomic structure of nature known as the platonic solids. If that throws you for a loop and you want to understand more, then stick around for this conversation. Arthur, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Freddie. Really happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you here. Before we get into crystal blankets and we get into energy, you know, I mentioned in a few sentences that you're an innovator and you've worked with these energetic technologies for a huge portion of your life. Can I just ask, how did you start to come up with kind of these inventions, and where did you learn this technique for having this intuitive nature to put these technologies with these sciences into a wellness technology?
Well, that's a great question, actually. It started when I was 5 years old, believe it or not. When I was five, I went to kindergarten. I was a late bloomer, started a little later. And interesting enough, the teacher gave us a contest, and the contest was to take geometry and make something in a geometric form. Well, I decided to use construction paper, and I got a microscope and a massive magnifying glass, and I made the smallest dodecahedron that was literally the top part of my finger. And at five, I still scratched my own my own head at that. It opened something up. I think it came from what I came in with, I would say, and it just kept accentuating in many different areas, mainly in nature. Nature is what activated me more than anything. I'll just share this one brief story. When I was seven, my parents have a picture of me standing on the wall, which says, "Do not stand or sit at SeaWorld. And I'm up there and I've got my hands up and I'm orchestrating these dolphins, and they're all on their tails. They're all in the pool, and there's 200 people around the pool. And that's where I realized there was some deep connection I had with nature, and that just continued to grow.
How, Arthur, I'm going to put you on the spot. If you had to think about the energy that nature provides for healing, how would you explain that in just a couple sentences?
It's through our consciousness, through our awareness, where we connect with nature. And then as we connect with nature, it allows us to embody it in that connection and then fuse that into wherever it needs to go. So I call it direction. So I call myself an energy director. So it's the energy that's already there in nature. It's also within us, of course. And we direct that energy, and that's where it can be used, you know, as people that direct energy when they're doing healing work. Also, the good facilitators are the ones that are able to really hone into that and direct it.
And, you know, if somebody who's experienced this and worked with this energy, who has been one of your most profound healers that you've had a chance to interact with that you saw this gift in also?
It was a woman down in Peru. Her husband was the shaman, but I believe she was the magic behind him in some form. It was the way she connected with nature that was astounding. She could call in energies and call in a presence that would allow such significant connection.
Yeah. I love that theme, connection, as we're thinking about things, just this, the circle of life and how things go around. And I also like to think about the idea of this, you know, designing a lifestyle or a world that is very complementary to healing, which for me, like a lot of the inventions or the technologies you've worked with do that. And you are an inventor by nature. So you've got this propensity for these downloads. You know, it's happened since you were a young child. Before we get into some of the inventions, I've just got to bring in, because I was such a fan of skateboarding when I was a little kid and snowboarding in extreme sports. And so if you wouldn't honor the audience with just a little bit of download about some of your history in the world of skateboarding.
Well, at the age of 5, skateboards came out. So that'll tell you a little bit about my, you know, biological age.
Mm-hmm.
And there were clay wheels at the time. They weren't urethane wheels yet. And what made it really interesting for me was, as soon as I got on it, within 2 weeks, I already had it down. I was already sliding and going down hills. And I went around and told everybody within a 3-block radius that I was going to be a skateboard pro in 1965. So that was one. And then I moved to Hawaii. Back to Hawaii, I was born in Hawaii. And at age 14, and I started skateboarding, and I was sponsored by Town and Country Surfboards. And I met all the team players, team riders, I guess I'd call them. And then all these guys from California started coming over, and they're like, take us to the skate places. And there was Jay Adams, and there was a number of the Dogtown guys that would come over and they would skate. But really connected with Jay Adams and my best friend, Darren Ho, at the time. And so we skateboarded all these local spots in Hawaii. And when I came back, I had a choice to be an Olympian runner, a miler, or a pro skateboarder, or that's what I was striving to be at the time. And said, no, don't want to do the running. I want to be a skateboarder. So that's what got me launched into the whole skateboard arena, I guess you could call it.
And if anybody hasn't seen the documentary on Netflix about the Dogtown days and the Dogtown boys, it's really incredible. I can't think of the name of the documentary right now, but it was really nostalgic. And there was this feeling around California at that time. You know, it was very romantic when I watched any of the footage from those initial, you know, pioneers of the sport skateboarding in these drained pools around California. It's incredible, incredible to watch.
Oh yeah, it's great. The several of the documentaries that have come out have been really exceptional. And there's so many guys that I've got to know. About 10 years ago, 300 of us got together from around the world in Southern California. We kind of had a skate jam, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. It was so good to see some of those guys I hadn't seen in so many years. So it's a lot of fun.
Incredible. And how would you link, give me a download on the relationship of just the energy of flow state in skateboarding? Because I know there's a gentleman out there, Stephen Kotler. He has a book called The Rise of Superman. And he was a human being who went through the experience of Lyme disease, and through his friends dragging him out on the surfboard, putting him in the water and just letting him rock with the energetic waves of the ocean, and then eventually surfing, you know, he had this incredible recovery. But he talks a lot about flow state in extreme sports, and that in fact that it puts the body into this energetic state where healing is happening at this exponential level. So what was your experience in really energetically connecting with that sport?
It integrated into everything. I could pick up the flow state, and early doing it early on as a young kid allowed me to access whatever thing I picked up or whatever thing I tried to do. I mean, I picked up a tennis racket, never played it before, and only the number one guy in junior high school beat me. I never picked up a racket before. Mm-hmm. I had this connection, so my body was very connected. It's the only way I can express it. So in that fluid state, it becomes fluid. And you just see through our innate ability, our internal awarenesses, our physical body and nature or environment just becomes a one state, and you can start to feel flow. So same thing with surfing, which I love surfing. I learned how to surf in Hawaii. So it just allowed that fluidity to become part of me. And I think you can access it from anything that you have a lot of passion for. I think the physical state, though, I know artists, I watch my daughter do the same thing with art. She just gets into the state and it just comes out of her.
Do you have a story or a narrative in which you were in a flow state that might have allowed you to do something very special on a skateboard ever?
Oh, yeah. One of the most renowned contests of ever was called the Dog Bowl Contest, which was in 1978. And in that contest, there was a thing called the longest carve. In that longest carve, they put a ticker tape 18 inches below the top rim of the pool. Mm-hmm. And then another ticker tape. They keep moving it a foot out, a foot out, a foot out. And there were 200 and something participants in that event. And it got down to four of us. I was one of them in there. And there was about 3,000 people around the pool. So the energy was, you know, and cameras and all that stuff. And it was very high intensity. And I was so in the zone that I created something that no one else was doing. I managed to go right around the pool and then whip my hips back up and actually create a higher line where I would have dropped down and hit the second tape and not got myself out of the contest. And then I continued to beat my own record four times after I won the event. It was something that I got into that state, and there wasn't anything that was going to take me out of it if I just stayed connected to what I was doing. So it was quite profound. It's still, I hold the longest carve record in skateboarding, 31 feet. The top.
Incredible.
Cool. Yeah.
Incredible. So not only are you making dodecahedrons, and I had to notate that down to remember at age five, but conducting dolphins, you had the talent and raw materials to be an Olympic level 1 miler. And then you're setting these records and you're achieving this very, very high level in skateboarding. Let's move into technology and some of these wellness technologies that you've been able to work with. Arthur, I mentioned, do you have a number on how many things that you've invented in the healing space?
Well, they came to me. There was 49 inventions. Mm-hmm. And I've worked on 9 of them. I have a lot more time to create these. Some will come out in physical form, and some will be integrated into other technologies. So they're not necessarily individual single technologies. Some of them I've created within 3 or 4 inventions into one particular piece of equipment. So,
and can we walk down and just do like maybe like a list of the top 2 or 3 that you've been working with, and just to give people scope and what we're talking about?
Sure. In 2000, I created the first energy table that I know of on the planet. Consisted of a massage table at the top of it, and then had all this sacred geometry on a, I'll just call it a sheet. And then there was flash technology, which is done through light and pulsation, which was the first of its kind back then, as far as I know. And then, so I was putting pulses through actual frequencies in a flash form through light. And then I had these container lenses that had flower essences, gem essences, plant extracts from the rainforest and essential oils into these container lenses. And then these color lenses that had 25 years of Western medical research for healing the body in the 40s and 50s by a man named Dinshaw, who was a medical doctor, and they did it out of Boston Medical Research. And then they were inside this aluminum that was depolarized to make it friendly to the human body, and that had phi ratio hearts in it. And so you would lay on this, and it would transmit all of this natural, like a free-floating right technology that would just transmit frequency. Over 960 formulas were in this table. And so it transmitted up into the body, and the body just absorbed the energy. And then at that time, within a couple of years, I created the blanket. So you had the blanket over you. And then we took those colors and we converted them into 2-inch organ tubes that were accurate within a thousandth of a degree of megahertz of those exact colors that had 25 years worth of research. And so we would strike them in a chamber and then you could hear that. So you were getting color sound that actually had the research, 25 years of research behind it, absorbing all those frequencies of nature up into the body without any really electrical interference, with the exception of the pulsation light that was helping to transmit all these right frequencies and others in up into through these portholes up into the body. So that really had 4 different technologies that were all imbued into what we call the original light table, which came out in 2000.
Amazing. Amazing. I mean, Arthur, I also want to honor people in the audience who hear this podcast and are like, you lost me at sacred geometry. So, you know, I'm of the beliefs. Well, let's call it a belief system, because listen, whatever we give belief to has power. And if you don't believe that, you should stop listening now. I am of the belief system that there is incredible research out there to support the idea that certain geometry shapes can be therapeutic in people's, I want to say, shifting energy in the body. There's really, really incredible data to support that this is something that was integrated in certain chambers in the Egyptian pyramids, where people would have sound chambers where they would have tones or frequencies, and people would actually put their head in these sound healing chambers. So this is, we're talking thousands and thousands of years back that this has been around. And there is actually, there is science to support, it's really fascinating, the energetic, the energetic pulse or field that's created from a pyramid shape, even just pyramid. But if you were to talk to someone in the street and say the word sacred geometry, and they're just walking out of Walmart, and you were to explain to them in a very, very simple term, how can geometry be sacred or be healing or have power?
Well, that was called sacred sciences when you go quite a ways back, a couple, 2, 3, 4, 5,000 years. But the easiest way is you have a finger, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the top part of your finger is the phi ratio of that, which is the phi ratio of that, which is the phi ratio of your hand. Your whole body is built on sacred geometry, down to a cellular level, actually smaller than a cellular level. Our eyes are the exact dimensions of the moon. When you start breaking things down, everything has a coherence, a frequency that is measured mathematically. And there's so much science behind it, it's undeniable. Though I had something very simple. I got asked to give presentations to 500 school teachers in San Diego about 25 years ago. And one of the things I was asked is, can you create simple things that teachers could apply to the students? I said, sure. So the greatest one that came out of that whole teaching that I shared was I had gave out sheets of paper with all these 5 Platonic solids, sacred geometric shapes, and colored pencils, and had them sent out through the audience and put on Beethoven and Mozart And for 10 minutes, they just followed the shapes with these colored pencils and colored in the shapes. And I said, now take it into the classroom. And when you have a student that's troubled with math, it doesn't matter what they're troubled with. It doesn't matter. You're just able to have them spend 5 minutes or 10 minutes for a few days and have them come back and work on that same math problem or English or words or whatever. And I can't even tell you, this was right as email started becoming more popular, but I mean, I got mail. I got all kinds of letters in the mail, and teachers were just blown away with something so simple that could be translated into a very big shift within that child, within these children that were having challenges with something in school, and it totally transferred it. And the other one I did was with color, had them do color breathing. In 30 seconds, the whole classroom, the whole dynamic changed in the classroom with just breathing color for 30 seconds.
Hi, friends. I hope you're loving this show. Let's take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. One of the consistent biohacks in my home is red light therapy, or photobiomodulation, if you want to sound fancy at a dinner party. Now, red lights have been clinically shown to help with a plethora of health benefits, including increased energy, better circulation, increased testosterone production, workout recovery, hair growth, and even help with fine lines and wrinkles on your skin. There are even multiple studies showing benefits with Alzheimer's patients. Personally, this is something I recommend for most of my clients to have in their home for its incredible benefits and relatively low cost. Now, from my research, LightPath LED continues to innovate their designs, and they include multiple wave panels and pulsing. With this initial research showing a greater depth of penetration and benefit to mitochondrial health, which, if you're a fan of the podcast, you know this is the moving target when it comes to wellness. Mind the mitochondria. So check out lightpathled.com and use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN, all lowercase, for a 10% discount in the checkout. The inventor and founder, Scott Kennedy, is a true gem of a human being and stands behind every light that he sells. This is a Beautifully Broken podcast, stamp of approval, 5 stars. Now let's get back to the show.
I work and play in this world, so I'm a believer. And I know, and you know, I've applied some of your technologies. Obviously, the big one that, you know, we both worked with, and I know you helped with some of the programming, is the amp coil system, which is delivering frequencies through magnetism. That's changed my life. I'm not going to bore the audience with that story, but you know, it's changed my life, and it's something I'm very, very passionate about. Increasingly so, as the world changes and I see what an important role it's going to play in our wellness. And then I've also had the opportunity to try the crystal blanket. One thing we're going to talk about today is crystals and the crystal blanket. But just to lead us into this conversation and transition out of your history and skateboarding and energy and sacred geometry, I remember putting on a crystal blanket and being like, okay, whatever. You know, what's this thing? Great. I'll put on the crystal blanket. And in like 15 minutes, I was like, I feel really happy. I mean, undeniably so. There's a very profound sense of joy. And it's not the placebo effect. You know, it can't be. Not this level to which I experienced it. So this is something that whenever I travel, when I remember I wrap myself in on an airplane, I notice way less jet lag. I notice my anxiety really drops to the floor. And then also looking at it, our ability to now quantify subtle energy. So looking at heart rate variability, looking at brainwave states, I've noticed that to shift with using the blanket before and after. So it's a tool I've really laid into. But if you could give us a little download, Arthur, Crystal Phi and these crystal blankets that you've been working with as far as an inventor, what are they and what are they meant to do?
Well, I'll start off by taking something that has a more basic understanding in nature. So I don't know if anyone's seen The Biggest Little Farm. It's a documentary on creating a unique biofield on a farm. In other words, monocultures in farming are actually very destructive to nature. Mm-hmm. And commercial farming is a big part of monocultures. And so when I first started hearing some of these things with crystals and people like, well, you need amethyst. Oh, that's all you need. No, that's like a monoculture. So I really tapped in and got very specific with how do I create a biofield that is, would you call homeopathic in a sense, a way that the body just subtly absorbs into the body. I'll just cut to the chase. So I started working with formulas. The first formula took me 3 years to develop. And I went through hundreds, I'm not exaggerating, hundreds of different crystals from around the world. And then I found that certain crystals were toxic due to the way they were mined, the way that they were disrespected. So I just thought, I've got myself in a much bigger situation and had to really educate myself on the differences of how things are honored. And when you think about it, when you respect yourself, greater things come to you when you are aware of it. Now, there's a process where we become aware. So the people that are more sensitive to energies can feel the energy from the blanket. And so there's now the new formula has 96 different crystals in it, and it creates a coherent field. It also has a manganese in it. And I'm going to share this because it's time to share it. One, or actually there's three, but one's been documented in the manganese that is not in the periodic table. It is not of earth origin. I just leave it at that. And so the properties in the crystals become like little lenses, and these little lenses reflect light or the far infrared, the energy that's coming out of our body, and it's reflecting that energy back in and with the energies of the crystals. And so it's very subtle. It's called the subtle field. So we have subtle fields energetically outside our body, and it takes it in. And then whatever is needed for that person to go into a coherent state, a more relaxed state, in other words, into balance, closer to balance, it's totally felt. Now, what I can tell you, what I've been blown away time and time again over the last 20 years that I've been developing this technology, the most amazing thing is children. So when I've sent many blankets out to new mothers who has a child who's constantly crying, and they put that blanket around and that child is asleep in 2 minutes, literally asleep, totally protects their field, balances their field, strengthens their field, and they go into grace, and then they're able to sleep. One other thing I'll take notice of was also when at the end of life, it becomes very apparent because I'll just say majority of people end up becoming more awake right before they leave their body. And I've had many people take blankets into loved ones getting ready to pass. And the moment they put it on, they're like, oh, now I can relax. Now I can pass. The amount of feedback is just incredible. So I'm deeply touched by what the technology does for people, all kinds of different people.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to grab something. Hold on. Ready? I couldn't deny it any longer. So for those at home, I went and got my crystal blanket because I'm just, this is perfect. So now I can kind of do my little N equals one experiment on the tail end of the podcast. What I love that you mentioned, and I wrap myself in my crystal phi blanket, what I love that you mentioned is it has a profound effect with children. And when I see something have an effect in children, especially from these healing technologies, what I realize is we've taken out the placebo effect. You know, their young minds haven't been dimmed enough with alternative facts. They're just very, very pure at what they're experiencing. So this is something that I've seen to be true with the crystal blanket that I think it's such a great tool. And actually, one of the women who we did a photo shoot with, my friend Elizabeth, who was pregnant at the time, and you had sent her a crystal blanket, and she has this incredible image, this video of her baby wrapped in this blanket, and he is just giggling and laughing and smiling, and she still uses it. You know, she still uses this blanket. So it's a really, really good integration for children especially your little ones. There's a beautiful blanket, a baby blanket from the company that you can just have as this ultimate tool. And obviously, yes, it helps your child, but at the end of the day, the happy baby is going to help you log a little more sleep, if you will.
Oh, for sure.
Arthur, you said 96 crystals are in the blanket. So again, as a person, I'm imagining myself holding this hard quartz crystal, and then I'm imagining this soft blanket, which actually has a little bit of stretch to it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a little bit of tact. How do you turn crystals into fiber?
That's an art in itself. It took us over a decade to refine the process. So we have to get the crystals down into 1 micron or smaller, mm-hmm. which is, if you give you an idea, you know, the powder that a woman puts on her face, it's 50 times smaller than that. If that gives mm-hmm. you any idea how fine the powder is, it's then poured into a vat of post-consumable polyester, this particular formula, and it's turned into little chips. And then those chips go through a heat process that turns the fiber like cotton candy. Wow. And so it's inside the fiber. The fiber is 13 microns thick. Mm. And so that's why we have to get the powder so small in order to create a strong tensile strength, which means the fiber doesn't break apart. And then we spin it with cotton. So it's 25% organic cotton and 75% post-consumable crystallized far infrared polyester.
That's incredible. And it really does. It feel, I mean, even after a couple minutes, I can feel that I've put this blanket on. The thing is, I always forget about it. You know, I've got these amazing, obviously, being in this world and talking about these things, people send me stuff all the time. But I'm always pleasantly surprised when I remember that my blanket is just an easy go-to, and it's travelable, and it's we find ourselves so many times, I find, especially 2020, 2021, it's really easy to be reactive to the world as it presents itself. And this is one of those things that it's a really, really quick intervention. You know, 15, 20 minutes, I can usually feel a quantifiable shift. Now, I do intend to do some higher level biohacking with this. You know, there's things we can do now. I'm working with this company called BioStrap, and what they do is they quantify all these wellness technologies or your interventions. So it measures SpO2, deep sleep, heart rate variability, vascular tone, you know, really, really cool. So they'll actually run studies for companies. Really, really great partnership who I totally want to connect you guys with. And once I get some of that data, we'll do some more publishing on this. In your opinion, who is your ideal candidate to bring a crystal blanket or bring this crystal blanket technology into their home?
People that have a certain level of stress, anxiety, people that are challenged with sleep, and people that just want to have a calming effect, just to take it and put it on yourself and on the couch when you're reading a book or something. You'd just be amazed at how 20 or 30 minutes will just make a difference. And I had somebody send in a picture of their iPhone watch. And they're like, I can't believe this. I put it on and I get 1 hour of REM sleep a night. Most people's REM sleep is a matter of a few minutes. It doesn't go on for hours. So that was pretty interesting. So, some studies would be fantastic to quantify the effects for sure.
What is in your opinion, and you know, in your experience scientifically, what have you seen to happen in the body with using some of these CrystalFi technologies?
Well, we started making cloaks, Freddie, meditation cloaks. This is made out of the blanket.
And wow, so that looks beautiful.
We've got quite a few meditators testing them out right now and giving some pretty great feedback. Mm-hmm. The first time that I knew there was profundity in this technology, not because I was so involved with it, but because of my own curiosity. Okay, how good is this? How effective is it? And so I gave out half a dozen blankets to people that had at least 3 to 4 hours in the car of driving a day, whether they were a trucker or somebody that was making a lot of sales trips and they were in their car a lot. And then I'm like, okay. I got a lot of feedback and I was very impressed with it, but I'm like, okay, I need to know this for myself. So I got in my car and I was in San Luis Obispo at the time, which is in Southern California. And I drove all the way to Sedona, Arizona, which is a 9.5 hour drive. And I got out of the car and I'm like, I don't even feel fatigued. And I was sitting on the blanket and kind of had it wrapped over my shoulders. I drove straight. I didn't get out and stop or anything. So I believe it can be used for quite a few different things, Freddie. It's just, it's effective and it's gentle enough to where the body responds to it. That's the easiest way I can attempt to explain it, you know?
Yeah, I immediately go to, these would be great in an oncology ward. You know, those infusion treatment chairs, it's such a stressful little place and it can be such a dark place. And, you know, we want to talk about light. I don't think there's worse light than in a hospital. That is something that design team is not in a level of awareness about. You know, the scientific research behind flicker rate and fluorescent lighting is really fascinating. If anybody wants to do an independent deep dive on that, if you're using fluorescent lighting in your home or even modern day bulbs, unless it's one of those old incandescent bulbs, the flicker rate is terrible. So that light is actually pulsing. And if you actually take your camera and you do slow-mo and you film a light bulb and you get this flickering, you know, that flickering is much like almost somebody tapping on the side of your head as a stressor. And that it's absolutely terrible in hospitals. That's why, again, look at the numbers of the time you stay in the hospital is your time closer to death. You know, get in there, get your therapy and get out. And doctors and nurses know that to be true. They do not want you to stay there. They know the science. They know the numbers any longer than you have to. So I've always imagined this being incredible in an oncology ward and such a safe intervention for somebody going through the experience of cancer. Obviously, young mothers. But the other thing I intuit is for your traveling entrepreneur that are often jumping time zones. And you know, one of the things we mentioned at the top of the podcast is to be in resonance in nature, to connect with nature. That's also scientifically proven through the work of Clint Ober and earthing and grounding and touching your feet on the bare ground, that grounding down into the earth or using earth element, like something that's in the blanket, can help with that horrible jet lag that we get by changing time zones. So those are my three like main groups that I think this is just a no-brainer for.
Absolutely. We did notice quite a bit of positive results from jet lag, or I should say lack of jet lag using the blankets.
Yeah, Arthur, the other thing I want to ask is, so I'm holding a blanket now. What is Crystal Phi technology? What are they offering now as far as products? Is there just one blanket? Is there a varying offering across the website right now?
Right now, we're doing blankets, and we've just started doing some of our meditation cloaks. I also have a jewelry piece that is all based on sacred geometry called the cube octahedron. It strengthens the biofield, the bioresonance around, mm-hmm. around the body. And I've been doing those for maybe 15 years, and they're made out of silver. And then we also have 18 karat and 24 karat gold. So those will be coming up soon. And we've got other technology that's definitely coming out here this year. And so I'm excited to see what else is going to be produced. And we're actually in the process of doing that right now and making some decisions on what the next steps are.
Beautiful. And where, Arthur, where can people go to check out the Crystal Phi technology?
It's simple. The word crystal dash phi, PHI.com, crystal-phi.com.
Crystal-phi.com. And then we can also, I think you guys are on Instagram as well. If we want to see some beautiful photos of our products or people integrating this in their lives.
Absolutely. Crystal.phi.technology. That's what I think Instagram's under.
Incredible. I am really excited for this to make a big splash in the world. I was talking to a mental health practitioner in Ohio. And she was saying, you know, one thing that's not in that we're not hearing about right now is the mental health among our young students and people struggling at home there's about 1,000 different reasons for that. But she was saying that they have more people in their mental health ward right now, more high school students than they've ever had through the last 40 years that she's been in that field. And I know this is something people were struggling with. It's a very painful time to be, you know, there's a lot of, if you allow all the energy and information to flow through your body, it could be a painful time right now. And I think this is just, again, it's a simple tool. It's not a drug. It's not a pill. It's something that you throw over your shoulders. And it does. It's helped me. I think it's helped countless members in our community going through Lyme and mold and all these crazy autoimmune situations. So I would implore people to kind of reach out and explore if this might be a right fit for you. Arthur, I wanna ask you a couple more questions just about energy. And I think it's easy to, I like to address this standpoint because people will often message me like, oh, Freddie, you feel good because you do everything or you this. I really have like my core four. You know, I try a lot of stuff, but I have my core four that I always come back to. I come back to light, red light. I come back to my magnetic and bioresonance with my amp coil. I go to my sweating. Like I love to sweat. You got to sweat to be a human being. And, you know, the other one, I love the ionic foot bath because that's just like, I live in New York City right now. I can't get to the beach. So just giving my body ions. That's another good one for me. For you and your money, what do you think? Give us your top three or four things that you've just found to be incredible for creating a program. You know, of course we can go out and we could try everything in the world and we could explore what the best is. But if somebody's at home building a program to make a robust biofield, and let me just throw in here, the biofield is real. It's not a term that Arthur made up. This is NIH. There's a study on the biofield. There's an energetic field in which the body stores information that is real, quantified through the NIH. So again, if you hear things on this podcast, you're like, wait a minute, sacred, biofield, energetic field. It's just something that it might be a new conversation to you. I don't think for 90% of our audience it will, but there's validity to this. So back to you, Arthur. What are like your core things that you go to create a robust energetic field for wellness?
Oh, that's just a fantastic question. One is physicality. Movement physicality. So I do a combination of weight training and yoga. Also climbing, you know, a mountain. I like to climb uphill to really move my body. So movement and consistency. So I'm doing that at least 3 to 4 times every week, not guaranteed. That's a go-to. Because I know when I'm sweating, I know when I'm moving my energy in my body is also, I'm more attuned to it. I'm able to sense more. Oh, I need more water. Oh, I need to take my 3 or 4 nutritional supplements that I take. And when I'm consistent with that, I can tell when my body doesn't like something.
Yeah.
When I eat. I mean, these are some of the most basic things, but if you're not paying attention, I notice when I'm not paying attention to what makes my body feel good and what it doesn't make feel good, then I'm not being really tapped in and tuned in. So for me, that's critical. The other thing is my feet on the ground every day, 20
every
minutes.
Day. Yeah.
Every day. If it's cold, and I live in a cold country, I live at 6,200 feet. So I put on my socks and I go put them on the grass, even if there's snow on the ground. Mm-hmm. I just endure that and I can feel the energy coming up through my body. So I'm very committed to that. A lot of times I just walk on the grass or I walk on the dirt, but 20 minutes is crucial. It helps to strengthen your connection with our planet, which is, you know, we're part of. The third thing is I chant. I've been chanting almost 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a resonant frequency that gets me in the zone. And then I go into a quiet meditative state. I've measured this before, very sophisticated, you know, instruments. And the vibration of my body just goes up extremely high. I know that that keeps me well in tuned and well connected. And the other thing that I love to do is I love far infrared saunas. It has red light. 40 minutes inside a far infrared sauna is jogging, you know, 3 to 5 miles.
Yeah. Yeah. Does this, and are there elements of infrared technology in this blanket because it has the crystals? So it would refract that light or heat coming from the body, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. How long, I have a question for Google here. How long does an infrared sauna extend life in men? I always screw up this figure. Let's see what it says. It really is profound. Sauna used for linked to longer life, fewer heart problems. And this is a study from Harvard Medical School published. Oh my goodness, this is really incredible. Yeah, well, I'm seeing 5 to 7 years for men.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, Freddie, really quick, I sold far infrared saunas 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
To chiropractors and doctors and acupuncturists and all over the place when they were still pretty new in the public eye and here in the States. And
mm-hmm.
What blew me away, what got me to really believe this, a guy had stopped smoking for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out of that sauna and there was the smell of tar and yellow nicotine
wow.
on the white towel blankets.
Mm.
So when I saw that, that was so undeniable for me to realize that the body is producing and expiating toxins out of the system.
Yeah.
Foot baths, the saunas, that this is imperative to expiate these toxins out so that we continue to build a stronger life force.
Yeah. And again, I know I've had conversations with people before that, you know, there is that narrative out there that we don't need to detoxify, that the body's made to naturally unburden itself from toxins. And I would agree with you, aside from you have to look at what happened since the Industrial Revolution with cancer rates. Because what we've done, and people don't understand this, you know, it's interesting, we're talking about particle size and microns. We've created particles and chemicals and microplastics that were not around. They're not invented by nature, so they're man-made. And so that's why we go outside of the box with things like crystal blankets and coffee enemas and amp coils and all that stuff we talk about on the show, because science shows us, especially the work of Dr. Rao and his very famous institute overseas, where they're looking at the effect of to deburdening the bioterrain or the cup, the barrel, the human barrel of toxicity, and they watch it perform better. It's very profound. It really does work. I've noticed a huge shift in my health over my journey by just focusing on this and realizing that the celery juice detox or your 5-day juice cleanse, that ain't it. It's a lifetime endeavor. So with that being said, Arthur, how much do you try to get in a sauna?
My goal is to do it at least every other day.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I love it. I'm waiting right now. I'm waiting. I have a buddy developing a sauna with a tent that's made out of like a canvas Faraday cage and incandescent light bulbs with no EMF. The model on the market right now is about $5,000, and he's designing one for like $1,400. Again, trying to make this more accessible to people who have been through the ringer as far as the financial investment to their health. But I'm super excited for him to bring that across the table. I actually need to connect you guys, because he could use probably some Crystal Fi technology with that incandescent bulb sauna, which is portable. You know, it folds up and it folds down. It's really a great little design. So I'd love to make that connection.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Arthur, I'm going to ask you a couple more questions. The Beautifully Broken podcast. What does it mean to you to be beautifully broken?
Oh, being in the present moment now, I think that I'm a part of the human being, all the human beings around the planet that are resulting and not connecting due to this world that's changed in the last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the lack of human touch and connecting more. I think that that is paramount for us to find a way to bridge that for the ones that are in more fear and believing whatever they're believing. Each person has, we're in a free world. This world is a free choice. So I do my best to respect wherever someone's at. Mm. That's just crucial for me. And the more that I can just have a few minutes of connection with people and hear where they're at and send them a good vibe from my heart, well, I still wish that you continue to open and find a way to let go of things that create a heaviness for yourself. Keep it that basic, that simple. So I would say that for me is the beautifully broken to for us to overcome those challenges that are not allowing us to connect more and be more in our hearts and more in a from a place of love, from a place of understanding and respect. So
it's beautiful. And then Arthur, I'll ask you a couple more just because I know you're going to be a good sport about putting on the spot. You got 1 minute. You can sit down with God. What would you say to God?
That I really want to be continuing being inspired by you, by creation, so that I could accelerate the joy and love and magnificence of life itself to as many people as possible. Can you inspire me to do so?
Beautiful. And then one more, we'll just close out. If you could go back, you've got that 5-year-old, 6-year-old conducting the dolphins, and now you've had a great span of life experience. What would be one piece of advice you would offer that little dude if you could go back in time?
To sit down and look at nature. To be able to take a few moments every day to stop and look at the magic and miracles of nature and remembering that we are nature too.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, this was Arthur Franklin. I'm sure we'll have him on for additional podcasts and webinars and opportunities to learn more. I would definitely just go check out Crystal Phi. We might even do something, maybe we'll do something a little magical for anybody who hears this podcast episode. Maybe we'll do a little funky, an offering for you to get a crystal blanket in a special way. And I'll go ahead and I'll pop that at the top of the podcast when we release this, as well as everything that Arthur's mentioned. We'll go back and we'll get the correct names of all those documentaries. And I think it was, actually I found it at one point. Oh, I had that skateboard one. I lost it. We're going to do it later. Ladies and gentlemen, this was Arthur Franklin. What an awesome, awesome treat for our audience. Thank you for being here, my friend. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
Does anybody think that these health upgrades sound expensive? They can be an investment. But after truly learning how money works, the inflationary nature of our fiat currency, combined with the fact that big banks charged, are you ready for this, $34 billion to the poorest members of society, I knew I was ready for a shift. In my opinion, money is energy, and I've seen too many scenarios which compromised health is attached to financial distress. The energy is not flowing. And to break that cycle, it's going to take a new level of thinking to come up with a different result. Enter Celsius Network. This is my bank that's not a bank. Celsius is a place to store cryptocurrency safely and get an incredible return on your stored wealth. They share up to 80% of the revenue with the users, not the board of trustees, so you can earn up to 17.78% APY distributed weekly. I'd like to see a bank beat that. So what does that look like? Every Monday, I get a direct deposit of the money I've earned as a reward for joining the community on my beautifully designed app with this high-end customer interface. I've made over $2,600 by joining Celsius in just over 9 months. I've never made that in the history of time through my old, air quote, big bank.
so they have 0% in withdrawal fees. Over 500,000 users and 10 billion in assets that are insured. And you can also use your crypto or borrow dollars or stable coins with loans starting at just 1%. That's correct. You can borrow from yourself and keep your own money and pay it back over the next 6 months to a year. Say it with me. Financial freedom is back on the market. So check out the link in the show notes to join Celsius. I've got a special offer to earn $30 in stable coins by joining the community. Please don't take this as financial advice, and everything I offer is an opportunity to do your own research and make the best choice for your abundance. Let the green energy flow so you can do more good in the world. My friends, you made it to the end of the podcast, and here we are in season 3. I think our relationship is developing into something really special. So there are two ways to support this show. The first is by joining my membership program at buymeacoffee.com/FreddieSetGo. Here you'll get early access to all the podcasts, bonus episodes, video clips, discounted coaching, and free webinars with thought leaders in the wellness and transformational technology industry. It's a chance to take your listening experience and put it into action. The second way is to support the podcast through FreddieSetGo.com and download the Beautifully Broken Buyer's Guide. This is my new ebook, which is a collection of transformational technology, supplements, and courses that have worked for me, my clients, and my family. These are things that I've found to be incredibly helpful in my healing journey, and I put them all in one book. Most of them offer significant discounts just by clicking the link or using the discount code. And please know they don't cost you anything extra. And at the same time, they support the podcast through affiliations. My heart thanks you for tuning in. I'm so glad you're here with us. If you've enjoyed today's show, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. And if you want to connect with me directly, I'm on Instagram at FreddieSetGo or buymeacoffee.com/FreddieSetGo. Last message from my vast team of lawyers that I pay a lot of money for. The information on this podcast is for educational purposes only. By listening, you agree not to use the information found here as medical advice to treat any medical condition in yourself, your family members, or others. Always consult your own physician for any medical issues that you may be having challenges with. That's it for today. Our closing, the world is changing. We need you at your very best. So take the steps today to always be upgrading. Remember, while life is pain, putting the fractured pieces back together is a beautiful process. I love you. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel. Namaste.